Flowing fanfares from fellow musicians and the brass quintet were a fine farewell for the members of the Florida Orchestra Principal Wind Ensemble. Since direct flights resumed to the embargoed country, the Tampa Bay area has been looking for ways to bridge the two cultures. Jose Valiente heads a task force created by the orchestra to initiate the cultural exchange.
Many members of our community, as well as the state of Florida, are of Cuban heritage, with Cuban cultural traditions, music, foods as part of their daily lives. Tampa Bay's history has been enriched by strong ties to Cuba for over 100 years, okay, including important Cuban poets, writers, architects, musicians, and other artists visited our area in the first part of the 20th century.
Music director Stefan Sanderling had the idea to reconnect Tampa and Cuba musically. He has been invited to conduct for the National Symphony Orchestra of Cuba next year, and the Principal Wind Ensemble will play with them this weekend. Florida Orchestra Marketing Committee Chair Will Keller said the exchange will be a two-way street.
On this, our first trip, our artistic administrator, David Rogers, who is a composer himself, left earlier this week to meet with Cuban composers and performing artists to seek out both Cuban music and artists that we would like to program on our future concerts here. And hopefully, some of these artists will conduct workshops and master classes when they visit us.
So the music director of the Cuban Orchestra, Enrique Perez Mesa, has also been invited to conduct in the Florida Orchestra next May. French horn player Robert Reardon is the principal horn player for the Florida Orchestra and said that music can transcend any language barriers.
Music is the international language we all speak and understand. Through music, we can bridge our differences by communicating on a personal level. This is going to be a real people-to-people experience for us, very human and very honest. Music can bring people together, and that's what we hope to do. As musicians, we'll be sharing this visit with each other and with the Cuban people, and eventually with the Tampa Bay community.
Jose Valiente said that even though Tampa and Cuba already have many deep cultural ties, more cultural exchange could improve overall U.S.-Cuba relations. He's open to an end to the embargo.
But you never know. The more you talk to each other, like I said there, it's just laying down another brick on a bridge that's rebuilding. Okay, that bridge was there. It broke down. It's being rebuilt. It's the same thing. Okay, and what better way to do it than music? Like the gentleman was saying, rebuilding relationship one note at a time. Okay, if it leads to other things later, great. I'm all for it.
Robert Reardon said that he is excited to meet the Cuban musicians, but the cultural exchange has no underlying political motive.
This is just a trip for us to share our culture with them and to learn from them about their culture and start an exchange that will hopefully last a long time.
The musicians will be teaching master classes at the Amadeo Roldan Conservatory in Havana and delivering donated instruments to them. The musicians will return from Cuba on Sunday. On Tuesday, they will perform some of the music that they plan to play in Cuba. Reporting from Tampa for WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton.